It's time for our annual back-to-school updates. Become a tradition here on Currently in Quincy. As we welcome Quincy Public Schools Superintendent and Assistant Superintendent, Doctors Kevin Mulvey and Aaron Perkins.
Hi. How are you, Joe?
Welcome.
Good to see you.
Yeah, great to see you.
Thank you very much.
Almost back-to-school time.
Yes, about a week away. So
it's hard to believe.
Yeah, time flies.
It has gone quickly.
Yeah.
So before we talk about anything, as I mentioned, doctors in the plural now. So Dr. Aaron Perkins, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I'm sure it took a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication in addition to everything else that you're responsible for. Doctor in education?
Educational leadership.
Educational leadership.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to talk more about the leadership at the Rick DeChristopher Early Learning Center coming up soon. Mr. Superintendent, what do we need to know about going back to school in Quincy
this
year?
Good to see you, Joe, and thanks for having us.
Sure.
So first, we've had an excellent summer program. Thanks to the mayor and the school committee, we were able to fund another summer program for our students, both for remediation and for enrichment. We had over 1,700 students participate in our summer programs, which was great, and we had about 18 different programs for our students. So I definitely want to thank our dedicated staff who worked over the summer to make sure that our students were enriched during our summer break so that they'll be much more prepared to return to school in just a week or so.
Is that about the same amount, 1,700?
Yes. Over the last 3 years or so, the school committee has designated a significant amount of money for summer enrichment and remediation programs. So it is about the same this year as it has been over the last couple of years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Curious mostly about the ladders to success at Quincy High School.
And
that program really sets the stage, sets a path for those students, right?
It does. And Dr. Perkins is very familiar with the Ladders to Success program, but it is a great program for our high school students. And Dr. Perkins can talk a little bit more about that.
Sure.
Yeah, it's really a wonderful opportunity for our students because, you know, not only are they, you know, able to come to Quincy High School and work with our dedicated staff, but they also get job experiences and they get paid.
Yes.
So it really provides a wonderful opportunity. It goes a little bit longer than some of the other summer programs. So it's, I think, about a 6 week instead of a 5 week or 4 week, depending on what program you're in. And I think it provides them with, you know, job coaching, job training, you know, just to kind of dip their toe in the water of what they might be interested in, what all the great things that our city has to offer.
Yeah, and also, you know, building transferable skills, right? Organizational skills, time management skills, interpersonal skills.
Responsibility
that they might not get, you know, otherwise at that age, at that level in high school. So how many, do you know about how many in that particular program?
I want to say there was around maybe 40.
Okay, all right.
You know, that were in that program in particular.
Sure, sure. And do you know from past programs, have those students gone on to those careers in the path that they chose?
I think some have. Yeah. I don't know exactly how many, but I do think, you know, some of them also, they kind of overlap with, we have some students that also participate like in our LEAP program and or in the early college. So some of the students, you know, end up kind of overlapping. They may start in a Ladders to Success when they first arrive in high school and then go on into some of the other programs as they move through, through their time with us.
What students are eligible for that program?
It's typically students, you have to meet certain criteria.
Okay.
And so it's, you know, based on socioeconomic status, students with a disability, maybe students that are considered English language learners. There are definite criteria that you need to meet in order to be a part of that program.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, that's not all you did over the summertime though, right, Kevin?
No, there was a lot going on. Of course, we're now, and we have been since the end of the school year, starting to get ready for the new school year.
Yes.
So we've done all kinds of hiring, procurement. Our building maintenance department has been very busy getting our buildings in tip-top shape. I do want to thank them because the buildings are looking great. And we've had some pretty big projects, new roofs at Montclair and Wollaston underway and should be done before the start of the school year, new pointing of buildings, and then, of course, the painting and the new ceiling tiles. And, of course, all of our custodial staff doing all of the waxing and cleaning and getting ready for the start of the school year. So it's been very, very busy. We've had, I think, 50 new hires for the new school year. which is great. A lot of the hires were directed at the new Richter Cristofaro Learning Center in order to increase our staff there for all of the incoming families. Which will be great. And we had a soft opening this summer at the Richter Cristofaro Learning Center, or RDLC, as we call it. And the summer programming there was fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, so we are in very good position to start the school year there at RDLC, which
sure.
is great.
Who's the, is there a principal at that
yes,
school?
Yes, so Carrie Conley, who was the administrator over at ECC, Emilio De La Chiesa, will be, or has been appointed the new principal
okay.
of the RDLC. And Carrie is great, and she's been working all summer to get her staff ready to go for our students and families in September.
Sure. How many students do you anticipate?
So the building itself can hold about 350,
right.
about 35 classrooms, yep. 10 students on average per classroom. We're looking at probably starting the school year with around 240 or thereabouts.
Okay.
So we have room to grow, which
okay.
was the intention.
Right.
And you know, the building is designed not only for potentially all of our students here in Quincy, but at some point in the future we may be looking at tuitioning in students from out of the district.
Yes.
And that's something that Dr. Perkins and I, along with the school committee, will develop over the next school year.
Have you had inquiries already?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
So
yeah.
Dr. Perkins and I are members of the Social Educational Collaborative, and we send a lot of students to the Collaborative, or have.
Yeah.
We have about 80 students there, but there are other superintendents who are members of that organization, and they've reached out, mainly the South Shore superintendents,
sure.
just because the need is so great
mm-hmm.
For programming like this, and they are so impressed with our new school.
Is that right?
And so certainly they want to make sure that they're in line when we do open up some tuition spots.
Sure.
They want to make sure that their students are in line to potentially go to Quincy. It's a much easier ride than going an hour away to North Shore or out in Western Massachusetts.
Absolutely. Yeah. Is it? Do you know the only municipally run special education center?
As far as I know,
really?
It is.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's other schools that are maybe for different needs.
Yeah.
You know, like a social emotional school. You know, and other districts may have that, but in particular, this was designed for students with autism,
so,
which is
right.
what makes it really unique.
Yeah.
That there is that a publicly run public. You know, separate day school for students with autism, you know, with as much care and mm-hmm. dedication as the city took to develop this building
right.
and programming is very unique.
And it's a holistic education, right? It's A to Z. It's not one specialized area that they're going for. It's this is their school.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the programming at the RLDC?
I
have to get the acronym right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can, yeah. So, you know, there's a couple of different things happening at the RDLC. So the first is the pre-K.
Okay.
So that was the current programming that existed at Emilio De La Chiesa and then also at Point Webster Elementary School.
Oh, okay.
We had a small preschool program there. And so we have students in our what we call our integrated classes, which is a mixture of students who might need some services or some support with typically developing peers. And so we have classes that will work with students in those cases. And then we have our public separate day, which starts in kindergarten and
oh.
goes all the way up to eighth grade.
Wow.
And so that is would be considered in our special education world, we would consider that a substantially separate program, meaning that they're in that class all day. You know, they receive all of the therapies are built in, so their speech, their OT, PT, music therapy, adaptive physical education. We designed, you know, thanks, I have to say, to the superintendent's mm-hmm. insistent that we designed a state-of-the-art cafeteria to be able to address issues in terms of feeding, you know, aversions based on sensory needs.
Oh. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Things like that. We have a sensory room. It just really, it has just about everything that you can imagine. Every decision that was made in that building was based on the idea that we would be servicing students with autism
yeah.
or with you know, significant disabilities.
Sure, sure. And each student is individual in their level of autism on the spectrum, right? So you
Correct.
Really have to accommodate every level at
yes.
every point.
And
yeah.
we bought new programs, right. And you know, we have a whole new behavior management system that we are implementing with all staff. It's called the WELL program, which is really a wonderful program, and it has provided some great training for our staff in how to de-escalate situations and that might arise within the building, and so that everyone is speaking the same language when we're working with our kids. And then, you know, we have some curriculum programs that we purchased that are specifically for that building. And then also we have, you know, BCBAs, guidance counselors, psychologists, you name it, we have it. It's a pretty awesome place.
It's a full service school, right? Will it have its own kind of, I don't know, you know, mascot, logo, athletic teams, things like that?
The kids over at the in our marketing and Rotech program designed a graphic engineering program, I think they designed the logo. And it was voted on and has been adopted by the school, and it's really a beautiful logo. It's a tree that has all different colors in it, and we're very happy, and you'll be seeing that on all of our, you know, different t-shirts and then letterhead as the year goes on.
Nice. What happens after eighth grade, Erin? Where do those students go after that?
So they can go to our Learning Center program, which is at North Quincy High School, if they're ready for that. The other option is, you know, we started the application to apply for a public separate day school is pretty significant. It's pretty intense. And so we started with K to 8 because we really thought that that was a manageable, you know, group of students in a nice place to start. And so we do have room. We could potentially expand that public separate day up through high school, you know, if we decide to do that. But, you know, right now the majority of our students that are starting, I think we have one 6 to 8 class. And, you know, that will get more as the years go on and students come back and they stay with us.
Yes.
You know, the need for the high school program might be more significant. But right now, the majority of our students who will be attending the public separate day, the K to 8 program, are in the younger grades, in the elementary. Like I said, we have one class of 6 to 8, and so we'll be handling, you know, working with those families on an individual basis.
Yeah, and as they come up the grade levels, you'll address that appropriately during that time.
Absolutely.
Another area I know that, Kevin, that the school department is very concerned about is attendance. You have to be in the school, right?
So probably no surprise to anyone during COVID and after COVID, really, chronic absenteeism has become a nationwide, statewide, and of course, a city-wide concern. Yeah. And so the school committee has asked, and we agree, that the one of the main focuses of the district should be on tackling chronic absenteeism. Prior to COVID, our absenteeism rate in Quincy was excellent. And so we want to get back to that, and we're working towards that. We're making improvements every year. So this year, one of the goals is to combat chronic absenteeism. We have a number of different initiatives to help students get to school and get to school on time. We've created a partnership with Big Brother, Big Sister to assign 80 mentors to students who may be having problems with chronic absenteeism. We've developed a Hope and Comfort program with the people from Hope and Comfort to provide hygiene products to students who may have difficulty in obtaining hygiene products. Of course, maintaining good hygiene is a reason why kids would, you know, it's an incentive for them to come to school.
Certainly.
Because if they don't have these products, it's an embarrassment level.
Yeah.
So with these products, again, they'll help these students to come to school. So these are some of the initiatives, as well as, you know, picking up tracking of students and making sure that our guidance counselors and deans are up to speed on the student history with regard to tardies and absences. And really, it's a district-wide initiative to make an effort to make sure that we improve our absentee rates across the city.
Yeah, really looking at what the root causes may be. Right?
Absolutely,
not a disciplinary approach, more of a...
Absolutely not. It's a case-by-case process that we handle individually with each and every student and their families.
Sure, so. What is the... have to ask, what is the rate of absenteeism?
So the rate for absenteeism, do you remember that rate off the top of your head?
It depends on the grade level.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's higher at the high school. I'd say around 25 to 30% at the high school level. It's much less at the middle school and elementary levels, where it's probably, you know, maybe in the upper teens or low 20s percent. 20%, but it definitely varies depending on the school, depending on the grade level, and I, you know, our focus this year is definitely going to be at the high school level.
Yeah. What would be considered chronic, I guess, when you're talking about absenteeism?
18 or more days out of a school year. So 10% of the days that you're in attendance, if you've been absent for 10% of those days, then you're considered chronically absent.
I see, okay. And I'm sure you're looking for red flags, right? And teachers are as well, and other staff members too. For a student who might not normally have been chronically absent and then all of a sudden is, there's something underlying going on there, right?
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about the Day of Professional Learning. It's coming up on Election Day, November 5th, right?
So 950 educators will be doing a Day of Professional Learning. It's actually our second year. And Dr. Perkins and the superintendent's leadership team and myself put together a program last year that was extremely well received. Kudos to Dr. Perkins and her team for setting that up. So 950 educators will be doing a system-wide professional development for all the educators. There'll be a whole varied list of professional development opportunities for our staff during that day. And so it's something that we are certainly looking forward to. And Dr. Perkins can talk in greater detail about the specific programming, but it's something that our staff, I think, are looking forward to based on feedback we got from last year.
Sure. What are some of the key programs that day, Erin?
So we really have a wide range. So we have a lot on AI, as you can imagine.
Yes.
That is a big topic for our middle school and high school educators. So last year we had a few sessions and we really heard that they want more of that. And so we're doing that. We have, you know, we have things like that. We have things on some of our new curriculum, like some of our literacy and math curriculum at the elementary levels. And we also have, you know, other things, other opportunities. Like Brewster Ambulance is going to come and do CPR training and recertification and first aid. They did that last year.
Okay.
And so they'll be doing that again. We have the Museum of Fine Arts coming. They'll work with our art teachers and also our humanities teachers.
Yeah,
they loved that one last year. That was a great one. So we're bringing them back again. We have science topics. We have topics on special education and EL. This year, we're really excited because one of the things that we did add, last year we were primarily with, you know, contract or outside vendors that came in and presented most of our professional development during that day. This year, we have a lot of that, but we put out a form to our educators, knowing that our educators are the most talented around, and we have so many experts. We're so fortunate in our district. And so we have about 35 of our own educators who really felt comfortable and wanted to share their expertise and share their knowledge with their fellow colleagues. And so we have about 35 of our own QPS
teachers
that will be offering professional development on a variety of topics to the staff.
And we should mention there's no classes on November 5th.
No classes.
Correct, because of the election.
Yeah, exactly.
We're out of time, believe it or not.
Wow.
I know. We didn't even talk about the new Squantum School.
No. That's
exciting. Didn't talk about cell phone policy, which they're not allowed, so don't bring them.
Allowed at the high school in common areas, but not in the classroom.
Okay.
Otherwise, not allowed anywhere else.
Okay. We've been putting the website and the superintendent's phone number up if folks have questions.
Absolutely. If they have any questions, please contact their individual schools or feel free to call the superintendent. Office.
Great. Really appreciate the update.
Thank you.
Thanks
so much.
Thank you. Thanks for
having us. Wish everyone a great school year.
Have a happy school year. Yeah.